This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. He is now with the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts about the latest tensions on the Korean Peninsula. In the last few days, North Korea had promised a fierce military retaliation for the latest round of South Korean military exercises near a disputed maritime border between the two countries. However, in the end, those exercises took place, and North Korea now says there will not be a military retaliation. And Mr. Ambassador, let me ask you first about your reaction to the fact that the North Koreans did not retaliate here. Does that surprise you, or does that once again suggest that North Korea is willing to rattle its saber only to a point?
Well, I think it proves exactly the point that a number of people have made, that North Korea runs through this belligerence periodically in hopes of intimidating South Korea, Japan, the United States, trying to persuade those countries and others that really North Korea needs to be bought off. And from North Korea's point of view, it has been a very, very successful strategy in the past. What North Korea did here, in effect, was call their bluff in a prudent and responsible way. And sure enough, it turned out to be a bluff. I mean, this is only one incident, but I think it tells us a lot about what it means not to empower North Korea, not to allow them to believe that bluff and bluster or actual physical attacks, as they've engaged in twice this year, are going to result in others rushing to give them tangible economic and political benefits.
Where does that leave us now, sir, in terms of what we can expect from the North, as well as what posture the South ought to be taking when it's kind of hard to know what's coming out of the North?
Well, look, nobody wants to rush into war on the Korean Peninsula, especially not the South Koreans, but they have gotten to the point, the civilian population, that they are tired of their own government's inaction. This most recent shelling and killing of innocent civilians on the island near the disputed maritime border has really fired the South Korean people up. So I think that's very positive, because it should put back into play the most fundamental question of all, which is why we tolerate this regime in North Korea to begin with. The real answer here, the answer to their belligerence, the answer to North Korea's nuclear weapons program, is the peaceful reunification of the Korean Peninsula. That's what the United States government ought to be pressing on China, especially now that we seem very close to an inevitable regime transformation in North Korea when Kim Jong-il finally meets his maker. And that's something we ought to be planning on, and we ought to be saying to the Chinese, certainly that's a risky, dangerous period, but it's also a period of great opportunity to get on the right side of history and see the two Koreas reunited.
How do we do that? What steps do we need to pressure the Chinese to take? What do we need to be very publicly stating?
Well, I think we ought to be doing everything we can to help the regime in North Korea fall. Cutting them off from international financial markets, putting them back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism, in effect reversing a lot of mistakes made at the end of the Bush administration, and going to China and saying, look, you have the unique ability to pressure that regime. You supply 90% of their energy. You supply enormous amounts of food and other humanitarian supplies. Now let's get together and decide that we're all going to be better off with the reunification of the two Koreas. It's not an easy sell to China. I understand that. But unless we start now, we're going to miss the opportunity that's going to come, as I said, when Kim Jong-il dies, and there will be a regime transition in North Korea one way or the other.
We're talking with former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, in our last minute or so here, Mr. Ambassador. Just yesterday, there was a special session of the U.N. Security Council. In the end, they couldn't agree on a resolution related to the threats coming out of North Korea. You obviously have spent plenty of time on that Security Council. Does that surprise you, and would it have made much of a difference even if they had come up with something?
Well, it certainly doesn't surprise me. They couldn't reach agreement, and nobody would have paid any attention to them if they did. You know, this entire thing was theater caused by the Russian delegation, and a very dangerous kind, because what they wanted was a Security Council statement that called on both North and South Korea to exercise restraint, as if South Korea is the problem. It's not South Korea that shelled innocent civilians. It's not South Korea that sank a military vessel without provocation. The problem here is North Korea. And until we get countries to focus on the fact that it's North Korea that's the problem, we're not going to have a solution long term.
Very interesting. Mr. Ambassador, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time, as always.
Well, thank you again for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, now at the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.